Hello, and welcome to God's Word. Our sermon today will be superheroes. As children, we had superheroes. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, etc. There are so many more. I remember them. They fought for right or good and against wrong or evil. Some of them, like Batman and Robin, fought for the government, the commissioner. We have some superheroes of our own who fight for righteousness and against evil. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This one was in the beginning with God. All things through him did happen, and without him happened not even one thing that hath happened. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light in the darkness did shine, and the darkness did not perceive it. Now, let us look over in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. That which was from the beginning, that which we heard, that which we have seen with our eyes, that which we did behold, our hands did handle, concerning the word of life. And the life was manifest, and we have seen and do testify and declare to you the life, the age during, which was with the Father and was manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. And this is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and darkness in him is not at all. I am planning on going on there, but let me stop for a moment and show you some of the superheroes we've seen in this verse so far. Obviously the Father, obviously Jesus Christ, but the people who take and handle the Word with such care. But instead of taking that Word and bringing it to themselves and keeping it hidden and locked up. No. They have taken and put that message out to all. They are our third superhero in the verse. Continuing on in 1 John chapter 1, if we may say, we have fellowship with him, and in the darkness may walk. we lie and do not the truth. And if in the light we may walk, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, does clean us from every sin. Does clean us from every sin. If we may say, we have not sinned, ourselves we lead astray, and the truth is not in us. If we may confess our sins, steadfast he is, and righteous, that he may forgive us our sins, and may cleanse us from every unrighteousness. If we may say, we have not sinned, a liar we make him, and his word is not in us. Other names for good, some of which we've already seen: righteousness, truth, light, the light, Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, and heaven. Other names for evil are unrighteousness, lies, liar, sin, darkness, Satan, devil, and hell. I have some bad news for some of you. The Bible says we are all sinners. Yes, we are all sinners. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Did you catch that? It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This is really bad news. It means we are separated from God and from heaven. The good news starts now, because the next verse, Romans 3:24, says, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. That means God wants you. Yes, you. The verse says that God does not want you to perish. This means to perish spiritually, not physically. But he wants everybody, you, me, and the whole world, including you, to come to repentance. That's a big statement. Okay, I bet you there are some out there who are asking the question, well, what is repentance? Good question. Repentance is a U-turn. U-turn away from sin and U-turn towards God. We were born without sin. We have sin and thus wrong God. We need to turn from that sin and give our lives to God. Now, 2 Peter 3:10, the next verse, adds a real urgency. 2 Peter 3:10, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Some versions say a thief in the night. You will not expect him. Continuing with that verse, the heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Folks, I got news for you. God is promising physical death and destruction. Yes, you can count on it, you can bank on it. God is promising physical death and destruction. When God arrives, you will not have your alarm clock or cell phone to warn you. When God arrives, you will not have a chance to decide to become a believer. When God arrives, you had better be spiritually clean. Now, are you looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells? Let's continue with verse 11, 12, and 13 of 2 Peter 3. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destructions of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Okay, we have that message. But to quote from Acts chapter 2, men and brethren, what shall we do? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent. and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, we need to make that U-turn, and we need to be put under the water, the burial ground for our sin. Be baptized, immersed for Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is, by the way, the really good news. It means we can be no longer separated from God and from heaven. We can make that choice to no longer be separated from God and from heaven. Did you understand that? We, you, me, and the rest of the earth can make the decision to follow God. God is not going to grab you and say, "You, I want you, I am going to save you." No, he did that in Bible times. Jesus did that in Bible times. But today, he has a new message. Follow my plan of salvation, and I will give you many benefits. In conclusion, God can be your superhero if you will ask him in. Some of you who are older will remember the posters about how Uncle Sam wants you. God wants you to. In kind of the same way, Uncle Sam wanted you to fight for the country. God wants you to fight for him. Big difference. Government wanted you to fight with weapons, with guns. God wants you to fight with his word, his love. God showed us that when he sent his son to die on a cross for you, for me, and for everybody on the earth. From then until Christ comes again, that you and they might have a full relationship with God and a new home in heaven. We didn't read about that, but you can read about it in John chapter 14. John chapter 14 is where you can read about that. God wants our joy to be full. God mentions in other places that He does not want his yoke to be a burden upon us. He wants our joy to be full. God is. Straight out, He has said, I am going to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. He has promised physical death and destruction. He is going to make the earth and everything in it look like Sodom and Gomorrah on super steroids. It will be huge. Everything is going to go that is here on earth. It will melt. But more importantly, that day is when you no longer have a choice of where you are going. Those who have followed God will go to heaven. Those who haven't will go to hell, according to the Word. There is an urgency because the death and destruction will come as a thief in the night. You might have noticed that all the people who have set dates that say, this will be the last day, this will be the last day, were here. They were wrong. I've heard it put, no man shall know the time or the place. Seems to be what this says. Thief in the night. Sounds pretty bleak, doesn't it? God threw in a butt. A big butt. One T. Salvation is available now. To you, to me, to the whole earth. You can be on God's team. You have to make that decision. But you can be on that team. Your room in heaven is being prepared. Jesus tells us that in John chapter 14. But, there is a but, and that is, just like the hotel room may be prepared, they may have it all set up for a guest. If no guest comes in, that room's still set up. That room in heaven that is prepared for you requires you to act. You must act now to receive it. You must do your part. Another thing we learned, if we confess our sins, God is steadfast and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from every unrighteousness. God has said he will destroy the earth, but he has created an out. He has made it possible for us to be saved, but we must act now to receive it. You need to realize that this decision is on your shoulders and that you need to deal with it and make the decision. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve the devil? Because if you're not serving God, you're serving the devil. So remember, salvation is available now, but you must act now to receive it before the impending physical death and destruction that God has planned for this earth. It is time. The time is here now. Make the decision. Decide where you're going to spend the rest of your life, the rest of your spiritual life, your eternal life. Because not only is the earth going to be destroyed, but your physical body will be destroyed too. Don't let your spirit be destroyed with it. Thank you for listening. We will have another message for you next Sunday, 10 a.m., 10 p.m., Eastern Time in the United States.